there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's our number four. Some more high-profile pro days taking place. This week, Michael Penix Jr. of Washington was described as a freak show and guaranteed as a first-rounder after his pro day. Are you drinking the same Kool-Aid? Also, is the glass half full or half empty on Drake May's pro day, the North Carolina prodigy? And how do you grade Woody Johnson's rebuttal to the NFL Network report saying he got into a verbal brouhaha with his head coach? We'll talk about all that and more. Remember, Fifth Hour Podcast. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy Easter if you celebrate. If not, just have a great weekend. And here we go on this Friday. Imagine celebrating an audition where you just wear shorts and a t-shirt. It happens all the time this time of the year in our little world. It has happened again. We'll get to that. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we congregate. And we are fire benders. That's what we do. We bend fire coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the best and unmistakably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the mix. And this is my Maller mixtape. I hope you like it. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's a lot. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. And so our lead this hour from the Pro Day Palooza. Ben, it was opening day. It was some college basketball. I get it. Yes, we had the number one North Carolina seed. First number one's out, North Carolina. We had two twos, the ones and twos, as they used to say in the radio business, on the ones and the twos. Two number two seeds out, say bye-bye, done, all that. And we discussed that. The podcast will be up. We did monologues on all those great stories throughout the overnight. But the thing that caught my attention I wanted to talk with you about this hour is the pro days. I continue to have this weird obsession where I have a talk show to do today, right? I do the show today, and so I have to talk about what's going on today. And every year we get these stories, and every year I roll my eyes, and most of the time I'm right. Little bi-coastal fun going on, and if you did not follow along because you were watching random baseball games, Drake May, it was May Day, he was slinging the Duke in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And then you had Michael Penix Jr. all the way across the United States there in the Pacific Northwest. He was hanging out at the Space Needle. That's what he's doing. But we're going to start with the aforementioned former Washington Husky
an Indiana Hoosier quarterback. So I read these things just to annoy me. I'm convinced now, after all these years, that I just read all these little reports just so I can be annoyed. It's this weird thing that I have. So I'm reading these reports, and they were just glowing about the Washington, former Washington quarterback. Just amazing. And we've got the mystery coach that chimed in. You know, we love the mystery coach. So an anonymous NFL coach, supposedly said that Michael Penix Jr. is a freak show and is now locked in as a first-round pick after his pro day performance. Now, keep in mind, if you read the scouting guides leading into all of this, the consensus was that Michael Penix would be a day two draft pick, meaning a second or a third round pick, and now he is guaranteed of going in the first round. And he's bigger and stronger and faster than anyone. They talked about how amazingly fast he is, which more on that in a second, because that also, that's another pet peeve of mine. All right, now the question. Michael Penix Jr., we'll start with him, was described as a freak show by an anonymous NFL head coach and guaranteed as a first rounder. Are you drinking the purple Kool-Aid for Michael Penix Jr.? So I've got Kirkland Brand, which is not far away from where the University of Washington plays their football games, TikTok, and hamburger. And we will combine all of these things together, and we're going to take a sledgehammer and open up the weekend. It's so close for us to do the overnight, we can almost taste it. It's that close. And I like the taste. All right, so to lead off here, Michael Penix Jr., I like the player. He was a stud at Washington. I enjoyed watching him in the old Pac-12 back when that conference existed. He looked great. And certainly as a college player, was wonderful. But I read these stories and I end up hating these people because they're so over the top sugary. It's like cotton candy. It's ridiculous. These pro days are handcrafted to showcase your skills. And I know, bear with me. I've heard this before, but just bear with me. I'm getting my bully pulpit. Get this out of my system, okay? So it's shorts and T-shirts. It's all your favorite ingredients. You know, like when you were a kid and you didn't want to eat vegetables and you're like, I just want to eat Captain Crunch all day. Okay, you can just eat Captain Crunch all day. Knock yourself out, okay? You want extra sugar on top? You get extra sugar on top. So, but it's got all your favorite ingredients. And these pro days, it's like a new romance. You know that new romance where everyone is on their best behavior? They look wonderful. They wear their top outfits. They dress great. They just wonderful. They smell great. And then after a while, you start letting the flatulence rip, right? You're like, I've been with this person a long time. I gotta rip one. Okay, I'll do an airbender is what I'll do. Now, to answer the question, though, get to the point, please. So we are in the Kirkland Brand phase with Penix, meaning that we are taking the Kool-Aid, but just a little small baby cup of the Kool-Aid. I'm not taking the whole container that's behind the Kirkland table where they do the sample. I'm not doing that, but I'm taking like a little sip. And here's why. Again, I thought the player was marvelous in college. But even though we think he's good, there are several warning signs where in the past you would never take a player like this in the first round. For example, Penix is a five-year college player. That means by the time he gets to the NFL, his birthday's in May, he'll be 24. Now, in real life, 24 is not old. 24 is not old, but in the Fugazi world of professional sports, typically you want them a couple years younger. You want the players a couple years younger because you only last so long, and the older you get, the more crap that falls apart, even when you're young in pro football. He's older than most. The bigger problem, and this is the Komodo dragon in the room, doctor, give me the news. Michael Penix Jr. suffered. Not one, not two, not three, but four consecutive season-ending injuries in college football. He had two ACL tears. He was eating Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, pop. He also had joint dislocations in both of his shoulders. And that normally makes you a red flag guy for the NFL draft. I mean, you'll be drafted, but because of that injury history, we're not going to take you in the first round because, as it goes, when you're an athlete, you get hurt. Typically, you get hurt more. It's easier to get hurt. You're more likely to have a similar injury again, depending on what it is and whatnot. Now, furthermore, we pivot away from the Pacific Northwest. We go to the Bible Belt. Some conflicting reports on the North Carolina quarterback. Now, Drake May, he showed a big cannon, but he was erratic based on the reports that I saw. The accuracy was erratic. So the question here, is the glass half full or is the glass half empty on Drake May's pro day? So I'm going to go first, and then you can chime in on this. It is half empty, and it is cracked. And here's why. Again, these pro days cannot help you. They can only hurt you. Right? How many things in life can't help you but can only hurt you? This is one of them. At least on this side of the microphone, you do not get credit. You do not get credit for doing what you're supposed to do. It's like that old Chris Rock comedy routine, right? You don't get credit for doing what you're supposed to do, having a job and doing this and that. When you look at the menu board, Drake May is selling the intercontinental nuclear missile, the warhead. Big arm guy. Big arm guy. Great highlights. He's a TikTok guy. He doesn't run around, but he throws the ball 65 yards in the air, and it's a dart. But here's the problem. If you watch a lot of football, we assume you do, because you're still listening. You and I both know this. In the NFL world, that is irrelevant. For the most part, day-to-day in the NFL. Big throws, get extra pepper. It's like extra pepper on top of your salad. They're not the meat and potatoes required for the nourishment, right? They're not the meat and potatoes. Yeah, give me accuracy and give me good decisions. That's all I need. That's all I need. Every day and twice on Sunday, and the late, great Mike Leach, who I loved so bummed out that he passed away at a young age. And Mike Leach would always say accuracy and good decisions and footwork. He'd include footwork. He said, like, the big arm's nice. But he was really solid at getting competent, effective college football players at the quarterback position. Those are the winning ingredients. And I look at Drake May, and it's like sweet and sour chicken. Some days it's sweet, some days it's sour. You know, it depends on the flavor. You know, it's just like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and maybe a better analogy is like a sink that runs hot and cold. All right, last thing here. Final stop. We're going to Gotham. A Maller Show follow-up to something we talked about in a previous episode of the show. Owner, coach, kerfluffle. And, the plot thickens. So Jets owner Woody Johnson wants you and me and everyone else to know that he did not engage in any type of a heated argument with coach Robert Saleh while eating prime rib during the NFL owners' meetings. Johnson took to social media, or someone younger than him, and said to, quote, disregard what he said was another irresponsible report from NFL Network. Okay. So how do you grade Woody Johnson's rebuttal to the NFL Network report? I'm going to go first here. I give this on the Maller report card an F. I give it an F minus. I give it an F. And here's why. Let me tell you why. The fact that he responded passionately, Woody Johnson, means that this is a story on every level. It is a story on every level. Woody Johnson, okay, this guy's one of the richest people out there because of his family, the Johnson & Johnson Band-Aids and all that. Woody Johnson took the time out of his day to respond. That tells you, A, he heard about the story. B, he was upset by the story. Because C, it was probably true. Otherwise, why would you be upset if they just made it up? Who cares? It made up. I don't care. That tells me, meat on the bone. Dead giveaway. Meat on the bone. Keep the heartbeat going. not been a great week for the Jets. Like Sauce Gardner, I'll give Sauce a break. Like he used like an anti-Semitic line, Sauce Gardner, and then he apologized and he was upset that people were still talking about the story. But that's the whole point, right? When you add on something, that then creates another story. And in this case, it wasn't an apology, but the guy that's paying the bills, I know they're trying to sell the NFL Network, but they still own it, the owners. And he's ripping his own product. He's ripping the NFL Network, his own product he's taking a shot at. So something happened, and it was given some hamburger helper for the narrative, what Woody Johnson did, right? What he did enhanced the story. It added a little depth to it. It transformed from an ordinary story to an extraordinary viral feast because the owner actually responded. It is the Ben Maller Show. You want to be part of this? There is a line open. You can get it if you want to call up. You know how this works. Lines have been pretty hot all night, but if you want to call in, you can snatch that line right now. Also on X, at Ben Maller. If you don't want to stay on hold, it's just like texting, but it's on the X machine. And get an account on there and follow me. I don't work for them. You don't have to do that, but that's how we operate typically during the live radio program. Coming up later this hour, we'll have Sports Jeopardy. We look forward to that. And people are goofing on what was a marvelous moment on opening day. It was a crossover story involving the NFL. We will get to that. And no promise, bro. No promise, bro. We'll get to that as well, and we will do it next. But hey, listen up. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Yeah, it's hard to believe, right? But not a website. No. Not a website. A person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started with a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator, to customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call and one application. That's it, one application. With Express Employment, puts you in the running for numerous opportunities where you live, in your community. Don't go it alone in your job search. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is the greatest show on overnight audio earth. It's even better when you join our curious world. We would be appreciative to have you. You'll get to co-mingle with fellow Maller Militia members on Facebook and Instagram. It's just a few clicks away. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's @BenMallerOnFox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
We roll on and on and on. Hey, don't forget, this is the part of the show, if you look at your bingo card, where I pathetically I beg you. I get down on my hands and knees and I beg you to listen to my podcast that I do on the weekends here, because, you know, I want you to listen. What's the point of doing it if no one's listening? So, and we do pretty well, but I want new people to listen as well. It's Fifth Hour Podcast. It's available today. There'll be a new episode. So you have this podcast on the, wherever you get your podcast, the iHeart app, wherever you find podcasts. You can get this. And Shay has told me there will be no mistakes. And I'm not going to wake up to 15 emails. Hey, you suck, man. I used to like your show, but you can't get your podcast up. What's wrong with you? I thought you were a national network. You can't even put a podcast up. I'm not going to, Shay, I'm not getting that, right? Today, I'm not getting that.
Nope. No.
It's the weekend. I'm not going to, none of that. None of that's going to happen today.
None of it.
Yeah. But the Fifth Hour Podcast, and we, you know, tell behind the scenes stories. And like, I've been saving something for the podcast I'll probably get to today. Like a nerdy radio story about something that, it's not just a radio story. It's like a music kind of story, but it involves radio, that actually goes back to a little crappy bar in Omaha, Nebraska. It's a pretty cool story. So at least I think it is, but, you know, what do I know? So we'll get to that. But that's on the Fifth Hour Podcast, so check that out. No Coop Scoop on entertainment, so we will have more time to talk to the great Unwashed, and we'll do that right now. Let's say hello to Peter, who is in the Cream City. Hello, Peter. Welcome in Milwaukee. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, so... written with Poppy, Mark Cap 96.5 says, "Give the law because you'll get Tyler Kolek." I think you should have your wooden award vote removed if you don't vote Tyler Kolek.
Well, first of all, sir, that's you're bullying me, and I will. I have voter integrity, sir. You are voting. I am a voter. I've already voted, so it doesn't matter. But how dare you? How dare you threaten the electoral process of the John R. Wooden Award, Peter? Shame on you. And you know what? Your phone sucks, Peter. What is wrong with your phone?
Sorry, I just put in earphones. It should be better. Sorry about that. Late night over here. But yeah.
Well, late. It's early in the morning now, man. It's like 4, you know, it's 4:30 in the morning where you are. Come on.
It all blends together over here in Milwaukee. But listen, Mark has the best in the country. We got the best.
Phone still sucks.
All right, I got to hang up. Your phone sucks and your content sucks, so I'm going to hang up with you. Thank you. Big fan. Big fan. Didn't like what you said, couldn't understand what you said, but other than that, big fan. I have some leftover jokes, Eddie, that I didn't get to. You want me to do the leftover jokes? They're pretty good, I thought. No? I didn't want that. No, I guess he doesn't want that. Why doesn't the Easter Bunny go to Dad Gummit's house?
Because I don't know.
Because it doesn't want to be eaten. You know? How is Shohei Ohtani going? That was from Eek. How is Shohei Ohtani going to write off his $4.5 million hit from the IRS?
I don't know how.
Lost in translation, Eddie. That's what he's... Yeah, that's what he do. That's Chip, our buddy Chip in Maine. Jim Harbaugh living in an RV in L.A. You saw, we talked about that, right, Eddie? Yeah.
I know he had mentioned wanting to do that. Is he?
No, he actually is doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about it the other day, Eddie, on the show. You were not listening that day?
I guess not.
Wow. All right. Anyway, Charger fan Eddie Garcia says the RV takes up his entire front yard. So there's that.
I don't have a front yard.
Really? Oh, all right. What do you have, a driveway or something?
Nope, not even a driveway.
You don't have a driveway. You don't even have any outdoor space in front of your place?
Nothing? Nope, just a street.
Just a street. Huh. You live near that famous sandwich shop, though, over in that part of, you know, famous locally in L.A., right?
Busy Bee.
Busy Bee.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah. I had family that lived over there, my wife's family, but I've never been there. So I've never.
They have large, delicious sandwiches, but cash only.
Oh yeah, most of those cash places we think might be doing something else with the cash. But apparently, how about this one? This is from Kurt from Earth. Shohei Ohtani had to cut ties with his salad dressing sponsor.
Is that right?
Yeah, I guess he can't bet the ranch anymore. That's pretty good, right?
He's got you on camera.
What are the 5 D's of an angry Bill call?
The 5 D's?
Yeah, the 5 D's. Yeah.
5 D's. I don't know. Mm.
Douche, dork, drip, dink, and douche again. That's from our fake weed man right there. Who else do we have? Paige Den. I'll do this last one. What kind of a vacation did Hayes in Minnesota send his coworker?
I don't know. Kind of afraid to know.
A permanent one, Eddie.
Yeah.
There's no going
back.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Justin in Cincinnati, who sends really funny things with that, like 95% can't be read on the air. Like this one probably shouldn't be read on the air. He says, Peter sounded like he called from that submarine that exploded out in the Atlantic.
Hard to believe that came from Justin. Yeah. So shocking.
You think Justin is bothered that we don't read most of the funny things that he writes? I think he just likes that the fans of the show love it, like the other guys love it. So I think he does it for them, and he doesn't really do it for us because we can't read it. And I was telling Shay and Lorena, or as Marcel says, Lorraine. Ah!
Oh, that isn't funny.
I was explaining that, like, listen, I get so many jokes I can't read because they're very offensive, right? And I think these are funny. I grew up in an era where you could do comedy like that. But a lot of people ruined it. You know who you are. So we can't really do that. But anyway, so the point is I can't read most of the jokes I get because I'll get in trouble. And the only thing I want to accomplish on the Friday show is to not get a call from the boss saying, hey, can you call me when you wake up? I don't want that. I want to avoid that at all costs. So anyway, let's go to a bona fide freaking legend. In Dayton, Ohio, the Dickster. Hello, Dick.
Good morning.
Hi, Dick. What's up?
How are you doing today?
If I was any better, I would be a Red, but not a Cincinnati Red. Although, I got to tell you, Dick, I was watching a little bit of that Reds game. You might have a good player with a great name. Yeah. Did you watch the Reds game?
You know what? Who? One of my friends, we decided to switch. We used to have, we'd get all the games, and we went over to Fire Stick. Now, you can get all the, like Lawrence Welk shows. And
oh,
know,
yeah. Yeah, Lorena loves Lawrence Welk. She tells me all the time, I need to mention Lawrence Welk on the show.
Turn on the bubble machine.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ben, we couldn't get the game. And I'm going to have to talk to my friend today.
You couldn't get the game. Dick and Dayton, you need to be able to watch the Cincinnati Reds.
Yes, I know.
You are one of the great Reds fans I know, and one of the few that still admits to be a Reds fan. But, all right, so you didn't see the game. So you missed. I love this guy's name. I want this guy to be as good as Pete Rose or Eric Davis. Or Nick Martini.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not a great name? The last name is an alcoholic beverage. Dick, do you enjoy a martini, Dick and Dayton?
No, but
you do not.
Something I always liked back when the Browns were back in the '60s. There, when Gibb and Jim Granger did the games.
Sure, yeah.
It was they always had Carling Black Label beer. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. Well, it was really good beer, though. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a Cleveland beer.
Okay.
And then there's another one that my uncle liked. He was a big fan. We go, Carla, say hello to Carla in Cleveland. I, you know, she always sends me. Oh, I wanted to tell you, I got a call that week. April 14th is my birthday.
Yes, and that is the same birthday as Charlie Hustle. I learned this from Eddie. You're the all-time hits king in sports radio calling. And he's the all-time hit king in baseball, but you're the all-time hit king in sports radio calling. Yeah.
I went to the other day, they were talking about, I was listening to them, and they said, we haven't heard from Dick, from Dayton. So down at Kroger, they had a little, if you would be the first 100 fans to come down. And I went down to see Dave, Christy, and Jeff, and I had to, they ran out, and I miss going down there. Going down there.
By the way, Dick, my friend Bob says hello. Do you know Bob? He's a big fan of yours.
Bob. Oh, I told you about Justin came before I retired and saw me from Cincinnati. Sure. That was nice.
Yeah, Justin in Cincinnati came down to hang out with you. I'm telling you, if I get to, and one of these years, and I got to do it soon, but I'll get to Cincinnati. We'll do a big party. And I know you're in Dayton, but we've got to find a way to get you there. I might even have to drive to Dayton, to see you.
No, you go over to, I could meet you there in Beaver Creek at the old Lowe's there. It's right by Wright State.
Well, I've never had a meet and greet at a Lowe's. But
no.
I will meet the listeners in the lumber department. Maybe we'll go to the outdoor department, the gardening department at Lowe's in Beaver Creek. And I can meet Dick at Beaver Creek there at in Lowe's. Amazing. All right, I got to go. Have a great weekend, Dick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. He didn't seem impressed. My friend Bob liked it. Kind of blew past that. Interesting. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on, I will defend someone in the sporting world that has been unfairly shamed and should be celebrated. Also, no promise, bro. We'll get to that. We have Sports Jeopardy right now, though. Get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight. And we say hello to Steamboat Willie, Eddie Garcia.
All right, thank you, Ben. We start with the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, Sweet 16 action, and we had our first one seed go down, and a couple of two seeds are out as well. The one seed is North Carolina. The Tar Heels losing to the four seed Alabama, 89-87. Crimson Tide in the Elite Eight for the second time in program history. Six-seeded Clemson knocked off the two seed Arizona, 77-72. Second time for Clemson that their basketball team has been in the Elite Eight, and they'll match up against Alabama in the next round. The another number two seed that lost was Iowa State. They fell to third seeded Illinois, 72-69. Terrence Shannon Jr., 29 points for the Fighting Illini. Up next for Illinois, they'll face the number one overall seed, defending champ UConn, who cruised to an 82-52 win over fifth seeded San Diego State. Huskies have won 9 straight NCAA tournament games by double digits. Opening day in Major League Baseball, the defending World Series champion Rangers walk off with a 4-3 win over the Cubs in 10 innings. Dodgers defeat the Cardinals 7-1 in his LA debut. Shohei Ohtani, 2-for-3 with a run scored. Yankees were down 4-0, rallying all the way back for a 5-4 win over the Astros. Juan Soto in his New York debut, 1-for-3 in RBI. He walked twice and threw out a runner at the plate in the ninth inning. Diamondbacks embarrassed the Rockies 16-1. Arizona scored 14 runs alone in the third inning. Pirates beat the Marlins 6-5 in 12 innings. Orioles over the Angels 11-3. Corbin Burns for Baltimore in his debut with the team, 6 innings, 11 strikeouts, no walks in the win. Red Sox beat the Mariners 6-4. Padres over the Giants 6-4. Tigers edge the White Sox 1-0. Twins take down the Royals 4-1. Blue Jays over the Rays 8-2. Guardians shut out the A's 8-0. Shane Bieber for Cleveland, 6 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts. And the Reds beat the Nationals 8-2. Mets and Brewers, Phillies and Braves were rained out. Just 2 games in the NBA. The Hawks down the Celtics 123-122 in overtime. Atlanta beating the top team in the NBA for the second time in 4 days. DeJounte Murray, 44 points, and had the game-winning shot in overtime. Pelicans beat the Bucks 107-100. NHL games of note. Hurricanes shut off the Red Wings 4-0. Carolina clinches a playoff spot. Stars defeat the Canucks 3-1. Dallas clinches a playoff spot and prevents Vancouver for the moment from clinching a playoff spot. Panthers lose to the Islanders 3-2, but the loss by Detroit clinched a playoff spot for Florida. Coyotes over the Predators 8-4. That snapped Nashville's 18-game point streak. And the Rangers down the Avalanche 3-2 in a shootout. Now time for the game. Did Ben already talk about this on the show and Eddie didn't see it?
Okay, fun game. Was Eddie not paying attention? We're going to play the game right now. Here we go.
Ben, did you see that the purchase of the Minnesota Timberwolves for Alex Rodriguez and his partner is again off?
Well, I did see it, but B, I didn't talk about it. So
right,
we're good.
Well,
we're good.
Remember A-Rod and his partner there, Mark Lohr, they were like, they had one more payment to make before they purchased the Timberwolves. And then the owner, was it Glenn Taylor? He said, they don't have the money. And they're like, no, wait a minute. We're going to get the money. And then they said, okay, they're going to have the money. And
A-Rod supposedly found the money.
Yeah.
But the conspiracy, from what I heard, is Glenn Taylor realized that the franchise value has gone up. And so by selling the team at that price to A-Rod, that he's actually not getting the full amount for the team because the value of the team has gone up since they agreed to that deal a couple years ago.
It was a $1.5 billion price tag originally agreed to, apparently. And now he's saying, not going to sell to A-Rod. So it's apparently off again. But for now, we'll see what happens.
I think that's Dunskey's. You see that Colleen Wolf, who's really good, by the way, on the NFL Network, I don't really compliment anybody, but she's really good at what she does. And she apologized. You think she got the tap on the shoulder, Eddie, for creating an unnecessary distraction for the Jets?
Oh.
She apologized. We've all been there. We've all gotten the talk, Eddie. I've got it multiple times. Oh, we need you to apologize. Well, and then I try to explain. Well, no, it's not. I shouldn't apologize. You know, I don't need to apologize. Well, you know, you really do need to apologize. And then so you end up apologizing. And then that's it.
Yeah.
You get the talk. But I'm going to defend Eddie. Andy Reid, okay?
I'm defending Andy Reid. I saw his first pitch better than yours.
No, listen, he did the same thing I did, Eddie. As you know, over the years, we've thrown out the first pitch at several baseball games. And Andy Reid threw the lollipop pitch that I dominated. And you all guys busted my balls.
You had more lolly in your pop than he did.
It was a better pitch than Andy.
No, it wasn't.
But guys are ripping Andy Reid. That was a freaking, I almost said a bad word. That was a really good throw by Andy Reid. Big Red.
Well,
I love
it. Was better than yours. That's true.
No, it's the same. It's the same pitch, but I've done it more, so I have a better. I have a better drop angle on my pitch. Spin rate, Eddie. That's
drop
what the nerds
angle.
Say. Spin rate. Well, I mean, that's what the nerds say.
If you're saying it was like a higher lollipop throw, then yes, you're right. I will agree with that.
Well, you're just jealous because everyone's still talking about my
jealous
high spin
rate. I can't throw a ball like an old woman. No, yes, I am.
Listen, I have all the analytical people go by the numbers and all that. That pitch
Take
is the most lethal
data.
Pitch. The Ephus pitch, Eddie, amazing. Amazing. Very
Amazingly
bad.
Embarrassing.
No, it's bad exit velocity. If you hit it, usually don't hit it. No launch angle. Yeah. So I defend Andy Reid on his first pitch of the Royals.
It's on YouTube. I'll have to go find it.
Have the Royals now been eliminated? My friend Bob Fesco does the great morning show on our affiliate coming up here when we get done. He was at the game. And he wore one of those cool old school powder blue Royal jerseys, which are, I love those, man. That's a good looking item there. I love that. And he was at the game. But I think the Royals now have been eliminated because they lost. So I think that's it. I think they're done. And speaking of Kansas City, this I guess is all Kansas City all the time. Did you see that the Chiefs owner, Clark Hunt, is denying, he's disputing that he made a promise to improve the Chiefs locker room? He's using Eddie. You know what that is? That's a gaslight, right? That's a gaslight where he's like, oh, no, I don't know that I said that. Absolutely great. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All these politicians and weasels doing the old gaslight thing. It's great. Let me check in real quick, Marcel. I want to have Marcel. I don't know. We got Sports Jeopardy. Marcel, do you want to introduce Sports Jeopardy, Marcel? You want to be the big voice guy and tell people to call 877-99 on Fox because we need two people to play. You want to be that voice guy? Go ahead, Marcel. Sell the bit, Marcel.
I will say the words, keep listening, as well as says after these messages as well for the listeners from your sponsorships on Fox Sports Radio. So bear with me, and here I go. Yes. Ben, Sports Jeopardy is next. If you want to play with Ben, Lorraine, Eddie, and Shay, all you have to do is call 877-99 on Fox. Ben's got two pick players, so fingers crossed, and stand by. Back with the Ben Maller Show before two pros and a cup of Joe at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific on most Fox Sports radio stations right after these important messages. So please keep listening.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift the chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's America's most popular game show.
Get out of here!
Sports Jeopardy.
You know what a nickel defense is. How about penetration? Do you know how to get good penetration?
This is Fox Sports Radio. And now here's your host.
The radio host who loves you.
Ben Maller.
It is Sports Jeopardy time as we slide into almost our weekend. We're very excited about that. Ferg Dog writes in, he says, if Eddie thinks that Eva's pitch is embarrassing, let's see him hit it. Damn right. He would not make contact. If I threw that Ephus pitch the way I
crush it over the wall,
no chance, zero chance. Hey, this Sports Jeopardy made possible by Tractor Supply Store. Lorena has told me I must tell you this, and I was going to do it anyway, but she's kind of pestering me. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your Tractor. Your local Tractor Supply store today. Let's say hello. I love the name, the Tuna from Laguna. Hello, Tuna.
What's up, Big Ben? How you doing, sir?
You got one of the great names, Tuna from Laguna. Big fan. Big fan of the name. Yeah. All right, you're going to play.
I'm just glad that Manfrog's sweeping everything under the rug is a huge Dodgers fan. I'm just very proud of that.
That certainly sounds like it. You just got to worry. Otani's only really got to worry about the feds. As long as the feds don't want to take Otani down, baseball's just going to look the other way. They're making gobs of money in Japan, so they don't give a crap about they'll look the other way. Because they're in bed with all the gambling companies anyway. Hold on, and we have Ralph. Hello, Ralph. Where are you at, Ralph?
Fuck Ben Maller.
All right, look at that. There you go. What do you think of that?
You got me.
Shay.
I can't believe
now, Shay,
it, dude.
I
swear, man. I just.
Are you.
There's another guy on the line. Give me a second. There's another guy on the line. Give me a second.
All right. Shay's going to clean that up. Now, Lorena, did that get on the air? Because that might be a problem.
I dumped it so fast.
That's a great drop, though.
Oh, yeah. That's a wonderful drop. Tuna from Laguna.
Say hi to our new guest,
man. All right. Hello. Who's this? Who's. Your caller. You're on the air. Call. Who is this? All right. What the hell's going on here? This is a sabotage. I mean sabotage to end my week. Who
I think
is
I
that?
Win by default, just being high and staying on hold.
Yeah, I think you might win, Tuna.
I'll play.
No, you're not. Shay, you said the guy was. Who's the guy, Shay? I don't hear the guy.
There's a guy that's up. He's up.
Well, who's the guy?
He's talking.
What's his name? What's the guy's name?
My bad. Let's get it.
Let's get it going. Is this Trucker Joe?
No, this is Art in Los Angeles.
All right. So you sounded a little bit like Trucker Joe. All right, Art, you're going to play fine. All right, Art, thank you for bailing me out after that schmuck from Florida called up. All right, here we go. Sports Jeopardy. We have Category 1, Seeding the Hardwood, and Category 2, MLB Kings. Which one would you like there? Tuna from Laguna, who's as high as
MLB.
A kite. MLB, good choice. That's the better category. All right, these MLB players hold hitting and home run records within the sport, obviously. $200. This player holds the all-time home run record and still remains...
Art. Barry Bonds.
That is correct. PED King. All right. $400. This player is the all-time leader with a career slugging percentage of 689. Nickname?
Tuna. Big Mac, Mark McGwire.
Yeah, that's a great answer, Tuna, but he ain't the all-time king. I think if you don't get this, let me tell my man Art. Are you a baseball fan, Art?
I am, but
okay, Art, if you do not get this, I am going to slap you, okay? All right? I'm gonna come through the phone, through the microphone, and slap you. All right, so this player is the all-time leader with a career slugging percentage of 689, nicknamed the Bambino and the Sultan of SWAT.
Damn, who could this be? I'm going to go with, who is Babe Ruth?
Hey, you got it right. I don't have to slap you. Good job by you, Art. Come on. All right.
I'm trying to jump the gun to get to the early, buzz.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's the weed. All right. Yeah, $600. This MLB player was a switch hitter and is the all-time MLB leader in career hits. He was a member of the Big Red Machine back in the day.
Tuna. Otani's brother-in-law, Pete Rose.
Yes, they're related. Brothers from a different mother. That is right. All right, $800. This MLB player amassed over 600 home runs, 2,000 runs batted in, over 2,000 runs scored, over 3,000 hits, 300 stolen bases. The only player in baseball history to achieve all of that. And he's he's not persona non grata, but he has also the most grand slams in baseball history. Anybody? Quickly, anybody? He did steroids. He's on TV. Anybody?
Tuna.
A-Rod. Tuna, hurry up. It's A-Rod. Yes, Art got it right. A-Rod. That's it. Art won the game. He won the game. Art won the game.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.